What excites me is that now it's an independent, so we're not limited to space, we're not limited to place, and the growth now, the cap is off of the growth. UMR have done a superb job in organizing it, in the creativity of what it would look like, and preparing this forum for people to be able to just walk in and be in their creativity and to share what they have to share. It's much more than just coming out and listening to some speakers on the stage. And believe me, the speakers are going to be incredible, but it's what you do when you have conversations with other people following that presentation, and you are raving about what he talked about or she talked about, and sparking ideas and interests, and that's where the fun is as well.
MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great egg. Roger.
Awesome. So ready for this today. It's very excited to be talking to Dr. Russ Barnes. Kind of, I say OG, but you've been kind of a mentor and a friend as I got out of the military years ago. And then also when we started this whole crazy concept of Military Creator Con, you and myself and a few others were kind of there from day one, so to speak. So really excited to get to talk to you today.
Absolutely, same here. You know, being here from the beginning, knowing you, I mean, all the way back to the Center Club and all of those types of activities that we grew through together. And yeah, it's nice to be able to have an opportunity to do this.
Yeah, and I appreciated, you know, all the things you've helped me with along the way. You know, I was definitely kind of on the other side of it when I first met you. I met several people and everyone kept saying, you need to talk to, you know, or Colonel Barnes, I think they might even said, or retired Colonel Barnes. So, you know, I was really, really excited to get to do things with you kind of right all along. Right. You were at a lot of podcast meetups that I was at, and you started your podcast, you know, not very long after that. So we've kind of, you know, had a lot of good conversations. Yeah. And so let's, you know, tell me a little bit about what excites you, I guess, about where we're at right now and kind of from the start to now and some things you're looking forward to this year at Military Creator Con.
So what excites me is that now it's an independent. So we're not limited to space. We're not limited to place. And the growth now, the cap is off of the growth. So there are so many people, I think, who would have benefited from attending Military Creator Con in the past, but the room would only accommodate so many people. Now it's unlimited. Now it's, you know, we can take it to limits where we previously couldn't do that. So that's super exciting. And then having control over the agenda as well, over the content, over where we want to take this thing, that's very exciting as well.
Yeah, and I also want to, you know, kind of recognize you publicly, but also thank you for, you know, to be able to bounce off ideas with you. You know, the direction and the vision that we have is very much shaped by you and your help. So, you know, I kind of want to say thank you for that. So it is exciting and kind of surreal a little bit to see kind of where we've come from, and we're only about 2 weeks away at this point when we record this, and it's like the weirdest feeling, like I can't really describe it, of like, you know, not nervous, but like this whole just like, you know, I can't wait to see how, you know, all the work that we've done kind of come to be. So,
and I will tell you that, you know, UMR have done a superb job in organizing it, in the creativity of what it would look like, and preparing this forum for people to be able to just walk in and be in their creativity and to share what they have to share. What you have done in terms of the organization and the execution to this point has been absolutely superb. Best I've seen, and I've seen a lot. So, you guys can take big credit for that.
And I think part of I kind of sort of joked in the past, I've helped out like the fact that I'm even doing events is an interesting thing in and of itself. Of course, I met Chris kind of early on when I was still in the military, and you know, was helping him put on some local events, and so I really learned from some of the best people in the event space. You know, been helping out with some other events, but it's a little different when it's your own. So I definitely, you know, think you can't do it without a good team. We've been fortunate, even kind of last year to this year, the amount of people that have kind of come in to our kind of creative brainstorming like, hey, what if we did it this way? And just so many added inputs has been really cool. Dr. Natasha has been a big part of helping us. And, you know, and again, it's cool to always have, you know, that mix, as you know, right, as you kind of get in, I'll say fresh ideas and fresh perspectives. It just always helps. And, you know, we couldn't do it without all those people that have helped us so far.
Oh, no doubt. Absolutely. And the people who are part of it and who are contributing are top notch. Yeah. There's no better out there. You know, they are top of the line. So great. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's another cool thing, because we, I think we've had this ever since we've been doing it, try to put a lot of content in a small amount of time. I think that was our after action report from the first year, and each year as we go into it, I kind of out loud say that to a few people, specifically Mara this year, and you know, it felt like we had a lot more time. But my point, in a good way, we have so many, to your point, so many people that are coming and contributing and, you know, want to pour into this community, and a lot of the speakers and people involved have done a lot of things where they can do whole day workshops and multiple day talks on this stuff. So, you know, if anyone comes, there should be at least by far 1 to 2 takeaways at a minimum with all the different experience and people that'll be there.
No doubt. I'm 100% highly confident that anyone who attends this conference is going to walk away with tremendous value, actionable value, things that are going to be career altering, life altering, business altering. I'm pretty confident that people will walk away with something.
Now tell me, I know a little bit about your background, but for the people that might not know much about kind of your transition of what you kind of did in the military to what you put together on the business side, and you know, some of the business ventures and, you know, your podcast and things like that. Could you kind of talk briefly for someone who might not know
much
about your background, a little bit about that?
And let me say right up front, strategy, the word strategy is me. I'm a long-term thinker. I really execute best when I have the long range. This is what we're getting at, because then it tells me what I need to do today to position myself so that we can make the right moves along the way with minimum mistakes, minimum errors, minimum having to go back and redo something. One of the things that I dislike the most is having to redo something. I hate having to search for things. So when you kind of map that thing out and then you know where you're going, you have directionality and you have the ability to, you know, synergize and prioritize. Those are things that drive me, that make me who I am and why I do what I do. So with that foundation, I joined the military in 1982. I was an aviator, B-52 radar navigator. So right in that space right there, there was a lot of strategy, operational and tactical things that I learned at an early age in my career. I spent 11 years flying and then 16 years higher headquarters staff, the majority of which was strategy, policy, plans, and I had a year in Intel, which was absolutely amazing. Coming out of that space, when I retired from the military, I didn't want to work for anybody ever again, and I had to figure out how I was going to execute that. And after a series of different things that I tried, becoming an entrepreneur seemed to be the one that was most controllable for me. And again, one to which I could apply my strategic mentality and plot out and map out, you know, how I wanted to move forward with that. So I did a few business things. I was a franchisee. And then I started what my current business is, which is Sistro Solutions. And I do strategy development for small business owners in the pre-profitability stage. along that way, I got a PhD in organization development, and my dissertation was organization design for small business, where I created frameworks that would help people who are starting all the way up through having a profitable company to be able to execute a strategy from the foundation, so that now we remove the guesswork out of what you're trying to do and we retain the creativity. Because when you go into business, you don't want people to tell you what to do. Otherwise, you just have a job. So my frameworks and my templates and my programs are designed for people to be able to take control, have freedom, have the ability to make as much money as they want without a cap. You know, they put a cap on you when you work for a job, when you're in a job, and then to be able to, do whatever you want to do creatively in your life. The coordination with Military CreatorCon actually happened as I met Chris, man, so many years ago. I don't even remember the year when I met him, but I remember we were working on a project with the youth program. I was helping him out with the youth program. And we finished doing this little session at a youth center, and we're standing there in the parking lot, and he says to me, you know, I heard about this thing called podcasts. And then from there, you know, his wife Katie got into it, and Chris was kind of doing the marketing for him, and then PodFest started, and then PodFest is what it is now. And then with the Military CreatorCon, he gave me the opportunity to be a part of that, and then you were a part of that, and some other folks were part of that. And it was just the start of a really excellent, you know, trajectory and path that brought us to where we are now.
And we're just getting started, which is really exciting. And I think a couple things as we got more speaker. Sorry, it says that my recording stopped. Sorry, give me 1 second. Okay. I just want to make sure. C, are you still there?
And I see the recording. It shows record on my end.
Yeah, it's weird. So I don't know if it's just my browser, because it says your recording stopped due to low browser storage.
Oh. Yeah, mine still says recording and 98% uploading. 99%.
Okay, so I'll start over with that part.
Okay.
So what's exciting, you know, as this year, you know, we're just getting started, and I look at the amount of speakers submissions that we got, the amount of people's names that are registering for tickets and, you know, talking about Military CreatorCon. It's just exciting to see the ripple effect that's already started. And, you know, I know last year I heard some things that you always want to hear at an event you put on, is that people didn't really want to walk out of the room because they didn't want to miss what was being talked about and the conversations that were happening and some great feedback. So, you know, I love this year that we'll all be kind of in it's a decent sized hotel, but it's a pretty intimate small space that we'll all be in, where all the rooms are and where all the action will be happening. So, and so many people that'll be coming will be staying the whole time. So, you know, people like you and other people that are there, you know, I encourage people that are listening to this or coming to, you know, take a few minutes or, you know, multiple minutes to sit down at a table somewhere, or, you know, at a, you know, outside somewhere on a bench, and just really deep dive with people, because there's so many people with so many years of background with all different types of creative design businesses and things like that. So,
and that's where the magic happens. Sitting in the presentations and hearing those provide you with some seeds and some commonality of conversation and communication. But when you get outside those rooms and you're just sitting there, you know, having a drink or having whatever, and then you start getting into these conversations. And over the years, I don't know how many of those conversations have just been so instrumental in the development that has happened with me. And then you meet these people, and then you keep crossing paths year after year after year. So it's much more than just coming out and listening to some speakers on the stage. And believe me, the speakers are going to be incredible, but it's what you do when you have conversations with other people following that presentation, and you are raving about what he talked about or she talked about. and sparking ideas and interests, and that's where the fun is as well.
Yeah, and it just is so exciting to think about the years kind of planning, because I think everything leads to the next thing. Yeah. So we've, you know, kind of been building for this moment mm-hmm. for a long, long time. A lot of people have put time in to help us and, you know, and be a part of the community. Mm-hmm. And it's very much community based.
Yeah.
But I'll say, you know, to have people not always know, like Christopher Lockhead mm-hmm. is going to come be a part and loves the military community and wants to pour in. Mm-hmm. And kind of, he had mentioned this is one of the few things that's got him really excited, you know, in his day to day recently. So mm-hmm. it's just really cool to bring so much in this few day. You know, we have a lot of different events with a casino night that should be fun.
Oh,
that
would be fun.
And we'll have some comedy and some, you know, military veteran themed mm-hmm. things, you know, that are definitely on the creative side. Right. So, you know, and I also have said lately, I know it's a good problem, but like it feels like we've set the bar high for this year for so many cool things, you know, that I'm really excited to see it play out and then, you know, kind of get back to work to make it even better for next year.
Yeah, and that's what helps it grow, though, you know, putting in that effort. Like I said, you know, UMR have done a superb job in pulling together the entire package, the package of, you know, this is what you're going to be able to learn intellectually, academically, you know, business-wise and things like that. This is what you're going to be able to experience from people and community, and this is where you're going to be able to have the social activities that really build those memories that you talk about for years and years and years.
Yeah, and I love the fact that we've got so much support. I know there was a lot of entities and organizations we talked to that have really said they want to be a part going forward. So all the conversations we had was a very supportive groups of people. Like, and I couldn't have imagined that we could bring together this many great entities, you know, like I think of AFES, you know, to hopefully have a conversation to help better facilitate, you know, military and veterans of getting products to the different stores and that how that process goes and things like that. You know, I think of WFW is going to be there. You know, ECAM as a tech guy, I'm a big fan of that company. So, you know, to get their support and only more support going forward, they love what we're putting together and what we're doing. And, you know, they want to grow with us as we grow as well, you know, on the creative side. So, you know, and I've obviously left out a lot of companies, but just so many different levels of support from people that have really said, hey, if we can be around the military people and community and help out in any way, you know, we'd love to be involved. So I just love that, you know, kind of all together, you know, it takes all these different things and entities to help us grow. So, you know, I really feel good about where we're at for this year for sure.
And a lot of these companies have such long planning timelines, you know, and they only have so many dollars that, you know, they want to put into these types of programs and these types of activities. And, you know, all of them don't always pan out. And from my perspective, this is already panned out for them. And so those who are now coming in are going to look back and say, wow, I wish I'd been done this last year and position themselves really well to do this moving forward and get some of those bigger packages that they missed out on.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I'm going to put it out there kind of in the universe. We definitely, you know, want to have companies like LinkedIn and YouTube and these different and Apple and these different entities that, you know, they're kind of leaders in different areas of technology and getting the message out in these different ways. So and helping our companies amplify our voices. So, you know, I definitely am encouraged by what we have. But, you know, you mentioned at the beginning, you know, that you're kind of strategic thinking and long term thinking. You know, mm-hmm. I definitely, for me, I've been thinking that way. Like we, for the most part, you know, they're. And nothing against a window company. We have a window company sponsoring, which is cool. But like the majority of the type sponsors we also looked for and wanted is not a one and done. Like, we wanted it to be a win-win.
Yeah.
You know, we were very clear about what we have had in the past and where we're going and what our vision is, but we want to grow and have these a good experience and get visibility for these companies and help facilitate the relationship between our attendees and our community and these companies, not just for right now, but for multiple years going forward.
Yeah, exactly right. And I always talk about consistency as one of the key things that you have to be able to do if you're going to grow. You know, years ago, you know, I was in fraternity, and years ago there was this Greek picnic that happened in this park every second Saturday in July. And it got to the point where hundreds of people would show up at the park because they knew that's when the picnic was supposed to happen. I don't think anybody was organizing it anymore. I think people were just showing up by the hundreds. And so when you have that consistency, then it takes on a life of its own. And I definitely see that for Military Creator Con, where the, you know, consistency of it, people are going to go, this happens, and they're planning it out before the year even begins.
Yeah, and I really hope and envision a thing where people won't just come in for a day or two of the conference, but will, and I think there's some people doing it this year, but like in general, this, you know, that whole week come in and put on, you know, kind of separate meetups and, you know, events really, you know, sub communities, if you will, or just, you know, these different groups of people that will, you know, come and learn from others and really, you know, kind of utilize that week and come in extra and really kind of dig in from a community perspective.
Yeah. You can plan, you know, plan in advance and say, hey, you know, this is becomes part of the strategic plan of all of the majority of people who are attending, not just, you know, the sponsors, but, you know, Cistro Solutions, for example, comes in and says, hey, you know, I have X amount of activities that I do during the year, and this is going to be one of the core ones, and this is how I want to be able to leverage that, you know, that community, leverage that conference, to be able to do what I need to do moving forward.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to many more years, Russ, and thank you again for everything you do. And, you know, it's, as we all say, it's not really about any one person, but for sure, you know, I love, you know, from the sports analogy, having you on the team is a huge advantage. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, put me in, coach.
And so make sure that you don't want to miss this year coming up April 16th through the 18th. MilitaryCreatorCon.com, all the information you're not going to want to miss.
MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great, XQ. Roger, over.